The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 in the morning Central Time on this Monday. Lots of stuff happening here. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this important segment of the Power Hour. And of course, because of the fact that we have no guests today, it's going to be news and open lines for the next 2 hours. You got to love that. Tomorrow, Jonathan Emord, constitutional lawyer, is going to be joining us for his latest updates on education and economic outlines. Rosemary Sanchez is also going to be on to talk about OxyLift and OxySulfur. Priscilla Romans and Dr. Brian Artist join us later in the week, along with Dr. Robert Abel, talking about advanced eye complex CS. For those of you listening to the Power Hour, the only phone number to remember is 631-359-8232. That is the number you can actually listen to the Power Hour by phone. That's the one we control. We also have newsletters out there. If you're not getting our email blast, you should be. You go to thepowermall.com, click on the newsletter tab, and you can subscribe and get us and get that email blast, because there's some stuff I don't get to cover. And on the days that we have a lot of news, I usually do what we call after hour. And you can go to thepowerhour.com and click on the after hour segment when it gets posted. And I cover the rest of what we didn't have a chance to cover during the show. We're also on Substack at thepowerhour.substack.com. We have both free and paid content available to subscribers. The paid content is Joyce Riley, those classic interviews from that lovely lady who served our country well. And it takes us a lot of time to create content like this, is why we're offering it only to paid subscribers. And of course, that keeps us on the air. We also have the Power Hour Forum, which if you go to the community tab on thepowerhour.com, that is if you have internet. If you don't, I'm sorry. That's your choice. No, you're going to yell and go, Krieger, come on, I don't have access to internet here. Okay, I get it. That's why we have phones. That's why you listen, and we appreciate that. We even offer, for those of you who do have internet, a webinar that's absolutely free at powerhourfood.com. Now, I've not heard the latest updates yet on powerhourbeef.com, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to buy some of that when it finally does come up, because I want to try it. It's freeze-dried, and it's the good stuff. It's not contaminated with mRNA and all that other BS. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Really am. Always looking at something new. And, of course, Rick Satellite Systems, we're going to be giving away one of those soon. It's $269, including shipping, to get that free subscription. Yeah, it's free. Yeah, once you install it, you don't have to pay anything anymore. You get to dial into Galaxy 19 Ku-band free-to-air satellite system, courtesy of RickSatelliteUSA.com. And if you have questions about it, you can call Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. And, of course, all your contributions to keep us on the air are appreciated. You can snail mail them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or when the Power Mall opens up in less than 1 hour, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829. And let's see what else. Oh, well, we can't forget our partners. And if you do shop on thepowerhour.com and you click on our partners tab, you're going to see a lot of people on there that all want a partner to keep us on the air. But you got to let us know if you shop through the partners tab. Take 5 minutes or so to call and email us. Let us know that you shop there so we get credit for your purchases, because that's how we stay on the air. And of course, this week's sales, 10% off iComplex CS, because Dr. Robert Abel will be joining us. 10% off Oxygen America products, which is OxyLift and OxySulfur, because Rosemary Sanchez is going to be joining us. And, of course, the DuraFlow water filter replacements, which fit your Berkeys, are available at the Power Mall via drop ship. Now available also the Miracle 2 Neutralizer Powder. Makes a gallon, so you save money with a powder concentrate rather than buying the liquid. And also, because a few of you have requested the Purely C Bulk Powder, it's now available at the Power Mall. So is the Strauss Naturals, auto ship orders only. They are, every single one of them, including the new Travel Bug Drops and Woman's Wonder Drops. And we carry the entire Strauss line now because they will auto ship it to you. And they will also ship it to you drop ship. All of it drop ship. In addition to the weekly promotions, we got the daily deal going on. If you want to save more, just check that out when you go to thepowermall.com. And if you're thinking about ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, guess what? You get a discount. What? Yeah. 10% off your order. And all you got to do is type in FIRST and the number 10, first 10 at checkout. And if you call because you don't have internet, that's 877-817-9029 to request a Power Mall catalog so you know what we got and what we offer. You can use the code FIRST10 if you're a first-time shopper and get 10% off. All right? So there you have it. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Here on the Power Hour, the big story, we're just finding out now that there is a fire going on, massive fire outside Houston near Oprah Winfrey's refugee camp. Yeah, apparently some are reporting that Matt Wallace is reporting online this morning on Twitter, but apparently it's some are saying it's a mulch plant nearby where this refugee center is that Oprah set up for refugees. So you know who the woke are, who's catering to all this, who's catering to the destruction of our country while getting on and smiling and saying, look at all the money I made off you people. So the next major thing that's going on right now is the Maui fire. Right now, and I was seeing some video coming in off of TikTok, because apparently some of you people out there, even though you're older, you still feel obliged to go to TikTok and tell everybody that the media is lying about all this, that there's more death and destruction than you think. 93 people are known dead. This is marking the deadliest American wildfire in over 100 years. There are thousands, as many as 1,000 people, should clarify that, but maybe more, missing. Now, here's the funny thing about it. 55 deaths confirmed, but then it bumped up to 93. We think there's more. Maui County News is not publishing every single thing, and of course, you know, you remember Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones and, you know, some of these other things, you know, the guy that played the Dragon Lady's wife, you know, the barbarian. Anyway, Momoa, he's from Hawaii, and he's telling people, don't go to Maui. I mean, really, you want to fly? Yeah, I can just see it now. OGG, yeah, you know me. OGG, yeah, that's... For those of you that don't know what OGG is, that is the airport code for Maui, okay? Stay off that island. It's a mess over there right now, and you don't want to go in the middle of that crisis. We don't even know if that airport is now open. It could be closed for all we know. There's no power, no internet, no phone, no radio coverage, nothing. HECO kept the power flowing in Lahaina even as poles toppled. So this is a Hawaii utility acknowledging the growing danger of wildfires. But of course, the Morning Joe is reporting that lawyers are investigating Hawaiian Electric's power lines as a potential source of the ignition of the fire. Three law firms have filed a class action lawsuit against the utility, claiming that de-energizing its power lines ahead of the windy weather could have prevented the destruction. What's worse, none of the 80 warning sirens placed around the island were activated in response to the Lahaina fire, according to Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Wow. See, and there's another thing I put under science and technology this morning when I was doing the research, because you start looking at the terrain and you start comparing that to Colorado and the California fire. And see, Lahaina and Kula had the two fires. They were distances apart. Kula is, and I've been to Hawaii, so and Maui, so I know the island well. Used to live in Hawaii. So understand that Kula is in upcountry. It's further south on the eastern side of the island from Makawao. And they're you know, kind of little hamlets up there in the upcountry. They're very, very quaint. Lahaina, as well as Kula, both experienced devastating destruction. You got to ask yourself, wait a minute. Kula's in upcountry, and only two places, Lahaina and Kula, suffered devastating losses, yet this wind from Hurricane Dora is whipping all over the island, supposedly. Gee, I didn't hear anything about any of the other islands being affected. I mean, they're all in the chain. Why Maui? And there are some, if you look at the situation there, you look at certain trees, like the banyan trees, are still there. You look at certain buildings in Maui, in Lahaina, and various other places affected by the fire that are still standing, while everything near it is torched. Sound familiar? You ever heard of dew? Yeah. You know what that is, right? We're talking about directed energy weapons, and nobody's talking about it. Think about it. If you see just a limited amount of destruction in certain places, what does that tell you? It looked very similar to California and Colorado, where only certain houses burned while all the vegetation around it survived. How's that possible? I got a video. If you can get to a computer and watch that video, it's in our email blast, and it will show you what directed energy looks like when they shoot it from the sky. And not only that, but the DOD, that's our Department of Defense, those beloved useful tools in the Pentagon, are reporting. I know I'm being disrespectful. Hey, I took the oath, the same as all you other veterans out there, and I'm telling you right now, something's funny. When you look at this video and you can see these satellites up there, and this is Esper, you know, the former DOD, you know, the secretary for the DOD, he's admitting they have killer satellites up there. What do you think Reagan started the Star Wars program? They've got killer satellites up there, and these beams, they have directed energy. These things have been around since the beginning of 2000. Turkey was using it first. So you look at directed energy weapons, and you look at the damage on the ground and see how certain, I mean, if the wind whipped all over the island, you would think half the island would be gone. But no, only Lahaina and Kula. Kula is an hour and a half, 2 hours away, if you take the roads that, you know, you go past Paia and some of these to get to upcountry. It takes a lot longer. You have to go around Haleakala to get to Kula, for crying out loud. So how is it that you have two separate fires in two different locations and everything else in between isn't happening? How's that possible? See, this is what everybody's on there screaming about. And here's the other thing, too. You know, we talk about the need for an emergency weather radio and why you need one. See, this should be part of your arsenal, folks. Portable emergency weather radios comes with an emergency alert message system that includes important emergency messages from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other emergency providers. Now, had all these people on Maui had weather radios,
oh, brah. No, we don't need that. We look in the sky, we can tell.
Yeah, but the warning sirens didn't go off. None of them. So what is going on here? Did directed energy destroy the center that puts them out? Was that a target? I mean, what started it? Seriously. And now they want to sue the electric company because, well, you know, all the trees and stuff, it's dry up there and haven't had a lot of rain. Excuse me. the islands have trade winds, folks, and they do get rain. If you've lived there, and I have, they get early morning showers a lot. So you've got to ask yourself, when you look at the overhead photos, why are some parts affected, especially in the burned out areas, and some are not? Start thinking outside the box here. So, you know, understand the best emergency radio. We've included a link to it. It's NOAA Weather's radio. You know, the most bomb-proof way to quickly convey information over long distances is radio. Unlike telephones and the internet, where radio requires little infrastructure, radios are simpler and more portable than TVs. And not only that, you can get them battery-powered. Just a little reminder. I mean, we got a massive fire outside Houston right now. No reports of injuries yet. Don't know. It's too soon to tell. But, man, that thing looks, when you look at the pictures that Matt Wallace put on Twitter, it looks almost as bad as what was going on Lahaina. I mean, that's how big the fire is. If it's a mulch plant, hopefully they can contain it. If not, well, could spread. You got to ask yourself why that is. My buddy George Freund, who you know has guest hosted on this show before, has sent some information in showing a photo of devices that they're putting on train tracks to cause their derailment, and they're finding them all over the country. These things are inserted under the rail, and they've got a piece of steel that's basically bent enough to cause any of these cars that hit it to cause the wheel to be lifted up off the track and thrown off to cause a derailment. And they're finding a lot of them around petrol and chemical plants. We're under attack, folks. Understand that. You know, I hate to use the word see something, say something, because if there are environmental groups or even our own government doing this, wow, pretty crazy, isn't it? Sherry in Kansas, I take it you've been paying attention to the directed energy weapon crisis out there, right?
Well, don't discount that they might have had smart meters on there.
Now, how's that? Go ahead.
I
understand the smart meter thing, but here's the thing. Even with the smart meter, I mean, why are the lawyers investigating down power lines or power lines that, you know, were still running at full capacity? I mean, this happened with the Bastrop fire when 33,000 plus acres I had to evacuate because I was living there at the time. But the thing is now, you know, they said, well, some tree limbs got in the way of the power line and they weren't, you know, so they sued Bluebonnet Electric. So, you know, the smart meters to me is kind of like a back thought. It's nothing that I would, I don't know. How do you contribute smart meters to the situation?
Well, there's a lot of, I've heard this one lady that has investigated it out there talking about the place she lived in out there in California, or she still does, she was able to keep them from putting a smart meter on her house, and all the other people around her house burnt, but hers did not. But I heard someone say yesterday that the smart meters have a lithium ion battery in them too.
That
and
is
I
possible.
Had never heard that.
Yeah, but the thing is that one house, I don't know. See, here again, the lawyers who are investigating this, and see, we got people on Twitter that live there that are saying, you don't understand. This is worse than what they're saying. The media is covering this up. You know, I mean, they're on TikTok. And you know,
well,
why they would be posting photos on, you know, and posting themselves, telling people this on TikTok. I mean, we're not hearing the whole story, Sherry.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And have you know the connection about Oprah and Houston? This is why I'm just speculating, but Oprah owns like more than, I heard someone say yesterday she owns 2,000 acres and she was just trying to buy 850 more on Maui. Now, I've heard that that's not the correct pronunciation, that the locals, you know, the pronounce it different. I heard somebody say that, or Adams, Mike Adams, say that it's Mahua or something. But anyway, she owns a bunch of land on that island.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, that could be somebody,
yeah, I mean, if you live in Hawaii, yeah, if you live in Hawaii, you need to learn how to pronounce names over there because the names don't sound like they, you know,
like the English spelling.
Yeah, it's not like that because the A's sound like E's and various other things. You know, they say Hawaii, you know, and it's Kauai, not Kauai. And people just don't understand. But they know you're a tourist if you can't pronounce their names right.
Something I heard on the, and I heard him mention it on a newscast. There's a lot of hazardous waste now as a result of this fire, where a guy that I heard on a program, it was a Dave Hodges show, and mm-hmm. he lives in California and was affected by those fires in the forest. And he said that what they're doing in California is they're considering a lot of your property, I guess, around the house and stuff, hazardous waste, and you have to get rid of it like hazardous waste. And part of his, he did himself, and he said that he took these bags of hazardous waste to the dump, and where they had him dump them was right beside the other part of the dump. And when their hazardous waste dump is supposed to be, they have to have a liner there. They have to have drilled down to get so they can sample it to make sure it doesn't go into the water table, you know, that the liner protects it from going into the water table. But he said it was right beside the rest of the dump.
That
eats up a lot of their insurance money. And yeah, then they go to get permits to rebuild, and the permits are so expensive they can't rebuild. So a lot of normal, ordinary people can't afford to rebuild. So somebody else buys this land.
There you go. They buy the land, and they got the money to clean it up because only the rich are allowed to survive in America. Thank you so much, Sherry, for that. I appreciate it. Such input. Patrice in Ohio, you're on. Go.
Well, I just can't believe it. Both Sherry and what you were saying completely entered my mind when I saw this. First of all, on ABC News, my husband likes to watch that, so I watched the phony news with him.
Okay.
They kept saying it was drought-related. Drought related. Have you been hearing about a drought?
Not in Maui.
I've been to Maui several times myself.
I lived in Hawaii for years. I know that they get...
And nothing happened at Kahanapali?
Yeah, Kahanapali.
Which is just north of Lahaina.
I understand that. That's what blows me away.
And Lahaina is all wooden because that's a whaler's village.
That's right. So why there?
And that's for all the historical stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful there. Was.
And they say Rothschild own all the energy companies, and it's a land grab. And the smart meters.
Patrice, they tried to put a smart meter on my house. Ah.
And I bucked them four times.
Hmm.
And the guys trying to put it on didn't know anything about it, so I educated each one of them every time. And
good
I said, there's no way. So I never got a smart meter. So when they burned down my street and my house is the only one standing, you'll know why.
Yeah.
That's because Paradise, California, that was smart meter related.
Well, You know, this is something weird going on. We're not hearing the whole story, but I'm sure that, you know, I'm glad you're tuned in. You and Sherry are tuned in on that. That is a big issue, Patrice. I appreciate your call. That's one of the things that you just can't discount it. I'm not discounting it at all. I'm not saying, no, it wasn't smart meters. I understand the concept here. So, and the fact that they have lithium ion batteries in them and the fact that they use them and they're connected by computer. But what happens when smart meters go off? There should be some sort of warning at the electric company that somebody's smart meter just deactivated. There should be a reason why, and they need to investigate it. But of course they didn't. And we got all these warning sirens that did not go off. And that's what caused people to not become aware and not take evasive maneuvers. So, you know, what can I say? Patrice, thanks so much for your call. District Judge Tanya Chutkan opposed the request by prosecutors to bar former President Trump from revealing non-sensitive evidence provided to him by the prosecutors ahead of the trial on whether he conspired to illegally obstruct the counting of the 2020 electoral votes. This is an August 11th hearing in Washington. The judge decided to issue a gag order that only forbids the release of information prosecutors label as sensitive. This whole thing is just, you know, I mean, John Lauro is President Trump's lawyer. He's a former federal prosecutor himself. Responded, Trump will abide by the pretrial conditions, which already prohibit witness intimidation. You know, this is all a move to throw him off his political footing. We already know that. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, has put a $6 billion freeze on the opioid settlement with Purdue Pharma, accused of playing a major role in fueling the opiate crisis. And of course, the August 10th ruling does not finalize the case. It's a tactical victory for Biden, which urged the court to take action. So it did. You know, it's amazing how they define what a tortfeasor is. And if you don't know what a tortfeasor is, it's one who commits a tort or civil wrong against another that causes the other person to experience a personal or financial loss. And of course, you know, who would have thought that a small Kansas town of Marion would have its local newspaper office and the home of its publisher raided, equipment seized, sparking claims of abuse of power and threats of legal action? Eric Meyer, the owner and publisher of the Marion County Record, said in an August 9th edition of the newspaper that four Marion police officers and three sheriff's deputies recently carried out the raid on his home in the Record office, seizing personal cell phones and computers. And of course, the file server, everything in the equipment that was unrelated to their search, but was needed to continue publishing work. And worse than that, they raided co-owner Joan Meyer, 98 years old. They raided her and took all her stuff. And she ended up dying because of the stress. It wasn't suicide. U.S. suicide rates, by the way, hit a record high of nearly 50,000 last year, according to provisional CDC data. We'll be back and discuss those statistics after the break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to the segment. Before we hit the break, we were talking about U.S. suicide rates hitting a record high of nearly 50,000 last year. Now, why people would take their own lives, I don't know. You know, there's a spiritual aspect to this. There always is, and I know a lot of you think about that. See, God gave you a sound mind. And when the bird gets in between your ears, and I'm talking about Satan, because that's the only reason that people would do this. That is the ultimate thing that the devil wants, is for you not to exist. Because the less people out there that exist, the happier the devil is. Now, that means you have to believe that there is a bad side and a good side. And when the bad side overcomes you and you get depressed, then you do stupid stuff. God doesn't like the idea of you taking yourself out. That's why the good book says you've been given a sound mind. That means that if there's an issue and you are bummed out about something, you deal with it. You don't check out. I always find it humorous when people in the grocery stores come up to me as I'm ready to leave and going, "Are you ready to check out?" And I said, I thought about it several times, but I was able to overcome it. And they start laughing. And it's like, look, I'm making a joke out of it. Suicide is not a joke. Understand that everybody's got a reason why they do it. It's because they can't deal with what's going on right now. And the worse it gets, people, look at all the number of people, the murder suicides that were committed in 2008. And beyond, when the foreclosure crisis hit, people can't stand it. It's costing Americans $700 more a month just to survive. And it's all because we have a runaway government that is just taxing and spending like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. I mean, it's terrible. So, you know, one of the things that we try to do, because we're all about solutions here, if you or someone you know is suffering from depression, we played the lithium orotate spot called Lithium Balance on our show multiple times. We've had numerous testimonies, especially from vets who are suffering from PTSD that use it. Lithium Balance, it's played a crucial role in their mood support. Lithium Balance was created and put on the Power Mall to support a healthy mood balance. Could be a possible healthy alternative to antidepressants. Why would you do that? You know, these antidepressants, you know what they cause? Suicidal tendencies. I can't believe it. There's even a band by that name, Suicidal Tendencies. You know, see, these people, they just don't stop. You know, this is Satan's way in the world. So, you know, the whole idea is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I hope you understood that biblical passage. In world news, we have a, I think George also supplied some of this. It's a summary of the current situation regarding the UN and the World Health Organization. They have these deadlines that are approaching, and we publish them on our email blast for those of you who want to speak up about it. In the meantime, Biden, Uncle Joe, is moving kind of slow at the junction, called China's economy a ticking time bomb, which, of course, got the Chinese all upset with him. And see, this is the thing. He goes out, starts campaigning, and talk about the Chinese Communist Party leadership being bad folks. The country's in trouble. Its economic growth is weakened. Its unemployment rate at a record high. And, of course, the Chinese are like, you know, speaking like they do when they get mad. And he's just out there stirring the water, poking the bear, however you want to look at it. That's what they do. He's a useful tool, and this is what he does. Because, you know, God forbid we need another war. Why? I mean, what's going to happen when Russia finds out that China is fueling the Iranian crisis? I mean, or the Ukraine crisis, rather. Global shipping, by the way, is being warned to steer clear of Iranian waters as U.S.-Iran tensions are building. Yeah, I mean, this is what they're doing. You got the Strait of Hormuz continuing to escalate out there. The warning has gone out to shippers ahead of Iran seizing two tankers traveling near the strait, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which 20% of the world's oil passes. So, you know, you want to start something? Yeah. You really think that Iran can take on the United States? Well, they want to. Yep. The ultimate infidel, right? You know, they're motivated to do things that we, the people as taxpayers, aren't. I mean, they literally are motivated to strap bombs on their bodies and go out and blow stuff up. Now, we don't do stuff like that here. We're peaceful, loving people. We don't do stuff like that. But when you have to deal with people that are not in their right mind, that think their Allah is stronger than our God, well, this is the issue that we have to deal with in our own mind, right? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Doing good here. I hope you are too. I hope you're.
Doing great.
I hope you're able to cool your house off. It's hot down there. I know.
Yeah.
Two topics are on my mind, or maybe they're leaving. last week, the state had that issue one that was voted on. And,
yes.
And it was to make it harder to make amendments to our Constitution. And it failed. You know, how much worse can you get? It's going to be so easy. It's just going to be the majority rules, 51% rules. They wanted to make it 60%, plus have a percentage out of each county that wants to make a change. Anyway, all the details. It's horrible. And I saw the newspaper yesterday, the headlines, it said, democracy works in Ohio.
Ah.
Man, oh, man. I think they use the Dominion machines and I think had sliding right past us. They claimed there was a 38% turnout, and there's no 38% turnout in a weird August election. No way. A vote, anyway. It's not an election. And then, secondly, this fentanyl that's crossing the border. The Epic Times did a very good article on it last week, and it's claiming that it's caused over 71,000 deaths last year. We only have about 59,000 names on the wall for Vietnam in Washington, D.C. 71,000. And they claim that's only a partial number of the people that are diagnosed as overdosed, because a lot of them, they don't even test. They just bury them. You know, they don't even look. And then in June, they seized enough fentanyl to kill. Anyway, they're seizing enough right now to kill every American every day of the week.
Right.
Isn't that amazing,
dude? It's to me, Kevin. Yeah. It's all part of the bigger plan to kill as many people in this country as possible by any means.
And isn't that sad? We keep saying that over and over, and it doesn't seem to sink into the psyche.
No, you get those fentanyl laced Skittles. Boy, that sounds like fun. These people, they're going to find any way they can to get it into the hands of our kids. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that we had people like from the Northside School District in San Antonio on talking about their outreach program and getting to the kids and getting it in their heads before the fentanyl gets into the school. So they know better, because these kids, they want to grow up and have a normal life. They don't want to check out early, but this is what the objective is to mess people up. And I mean, if these kids are stupid enough to take the candy and they've been warned, it's on them. I'm sorry, but this is exactly the intent of the cartels, to ship the stuff over here to kill as many Americans as possible, especially the stupid ones that like to take drugs and think it's candy. And they've been warned. That's a sad thing.
It's cheap. It's easy to disguise.
Yep.
And they just keep pouring it in. I mean, when you say candy, it is disguised as candy.
Yep.
You know, my golly, Dave.
I know.
Well, thank you very much. Stay cool down there.
Will do, always. Take care, Kevin. Thank you so much. And thanks for your donations. I know you're a regular donor to the Power Hour. You see, that's the whole idea, folks. That's why we're on the air. The U.S. Department of Transportation. You know, it's really funny. Here's Biden poking the bear, and the U.S. Department of Transportation announced the number of weekly flights between the U.S. and China is going to double by the end of October. And why is that? In part to accommodate international students. Oh, so we're just going to let them all in. Okay. Yeah, they all want to come and get educated by our liberal institutions so they can figure out ways to destroy us, right? Is that the whole idea here? I'm just asking a question. Come on, run this through your head. Take off the cognitive dissonance and put on your critical thinking cap and think about the consequence. Why would they let all the Chinese in here? Then they can buy up our land, you know, much like Bill Gates and everybody else is doing. This is nutty. British police, as a matter of fact, last week arrested a 16-year-old Leeds girl with autism after the child said she thought one of the officers looked like a lesbian. Yeah. Seven officers reportedly had driven Amanda home after receiving a call from her sister. The 16-year-old was acting in unsafe ways. According to your mother, who goes by Nikita Snow on social media, the girl said she thought one of the officers escorting her was a lesbian like Nana Julie. And they arrested a 16-year-old girl with autism because she had ill feelings. Wow. Thought police. Ukraine has launched another attack on the vital Crimean bridge, which links Russia to the Crimean Peninsula, according to Moscow. The defense ministry and Crimean officials say a pair of S-200 missiles have been inbound, but Russian anti-air defenses engaged and shot them down. Unconfirmed video footage shows large plumes of smoke rising near on the Crimean Bridge, known as the Kerch Bridge, as of over the weekend. Now, again, I asked that proverbial question. Were you there? Yeah, that's the whole point. See, you're not there to witness it, actually. And unless you're one of those military types that sits on their satellite all day and watches what's going on, you don't know what the truth is. This could be just another one of those propaganda type stories that are getting put out. One thing we do know is tens of thousands of doctors in England have walked off the job as of last Friday for another 4-day stretch, with growing concerns their bitter pay dispute with the British government is going to drag on into the winter. And you thought socialized medicine was a great thing. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. That's why we got everybody, all these doctors are saying, man, I can't make any money here. And they either move to another country or they just flat out retire. Said, I'm getting too old for this, you know what. And that's what happens. And so good luck finding medical help. I mean, walk-in clinic's probably about the only place you're going to be able to go. The far-right populist Javier Milei rocked Argentina's political establishment yesterday by emerging as the leader in the primary elections to choose presidential candidates for October general. Milei, by the way, is an admirer of Trump. Thinks Argentina's central bank should be abolished. Thinks the climate crisis is a lie. Characterizes sex education as a ploy to destroy the family. Believes the sale of human organs should be legal. And wants to make it easier to own handguns. That's your kind of guy? Jordan, by the way, has previously downed drones from Syria carrying narcotics, but rarely identified the seized drugs as crystal meth. Apparently, they just shot down a crystal meth-laden drone. So that made the news, of course. Dave in New York, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, since you had Michael Reagan on, I want to just defend Joyce Riley for a little bit here, because she obviously is depending on me, because nobody else has said anything about it, to do it. Someone passed the word on to Michael Reagan back in, you know, the old days, that there was a conspiracy theorist named Joyce Riley. And so he wanted to, like, get her to come into his studio and, you know, expose her for the fraud that she was. She left him a pile of papers and documents for him to read, and he was stunned. He goes, I never knew my father was involved in that. Okay. And then you go to the Tribeca Film Festival. We've talked about these valuable movies. And in 2016, there's, in fact, I got this off of PBS, so it was out there. And Michael Reagan must know about it. It's called Shadow World, Inside the Global Arms Trade. Okay. So Halliburton and Reagan were buds, because you had to keep the military.
Yeah, they were a thing.
Complex, well
you,
funded.
You do.
Okay,
yeah, that was a thing. I know.
Yeah, and so I don't appreciate what he was, you know, soiling her sandbox, if you will, and coming on your program, to do it. It's like, hey, and if you knew it ahead of time, Reaganomics were a lot better than Bidenomics, but it's all relative.
For sure. Well, it is. And the thing is there isn't one president out there that we can't poke a stick at and say, okay, you screwed up. There isn't one. And this is the thing. We are going to be plagued with this until the end of our days. And so, you know, I don't want to go along to get along. I'm glad you're calling it out. And the thing I considered the conversation with Michael Reagan to be a friendly thing of sorts. And, you know, the thing is I did not and was not aware of the Joyce Riley situation. I didn't want to pick a fight with the man because he was talking about the book of lessons he learned from his father, not about all the things that his father did when he was in office. Now, yes, there are a lot of things that Michael Reagan is probably very aware of. I was trying to keep it friendly and not go off on a tangent and bitch the guy out and tell him, you know, your dad was cruel and criminal and did all these, you know, every president in history has done something to screw America. Every president. Yeah, there isn't one president out there that has done anything 100% to benefit this country. Every one of them is screwed up. Every single one.
The last time I was on, I had mentioned, your island record, you know, what you would take with you if you went. The only reason I did that was because there was a commercial on TV, and it said that if you can't communicate with your children, you should do it through music and listen to the same music. and it taught you how to raise your children, and it was the government put out the ad. It's like, yeah, that's it. Because the government's going to teach you how to raise your children. Isn't that special?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Moving on to national news. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis plans to bring multiple witnesses before a grand jury next week as part of an investigation into former President Trump, according to CNN. Of course, CNN could not. Communist News Network could not wait to bring out more Banana Republic information and propaganda to the masses, because, of course, this is what they do. Willis is requesting former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan and independent journalist George Chidey and former Georgia State Senator Jen Jordan to testify before the grand jury next week. They're all going to try to throw President Trump off his political footing again. We have to have another one. So that'll be four cases against the president now. So he's going to be spending tons of money on attorneys fighting off all this stuff. And of course, his Republican rivals, who are all trying to get on the platform and poking fun at him. And of course, we knew that. you can't win in politics. Not when you have deep state out there fueling the fire, and you've got your own people who are in the Republican Party sitting there calling you out, saying the only reason you're running is so you can pardon yourself for all the crimes you committed when you were in office. Now, anybody that would sit there and, you know, make comments about he doesn't deserve to be pardoned and he doesn't deserve to be in office. He deserves to be in prison. He did this and he did that. You don't have any proof. Otherwise, you'd be bringing it. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Half of these politicians just sit there and spew because they think that's what people want to hear. But when you see, you know, Mitch McConnell show up at a little hometown event and everybody's yelling retire at him, and you see Pence showing up at a fundraiser and everybody's yelling at him, calling him a turncoat. I mean, you know, people have had it with politics in this country. And see how bad it's getting now. The 2024 presidential campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still jumping on Biden's case to provide Secret Service protection for Kennedy in light of the assassination of the Ecuadorian candidate. You know, Fernando Villavicencio, we already reported on that. He was shot and killed at a political rally in Quito, Ecuador, last week. 2 weeks before a special presidential election, known for speaking out against drug gangs. And while he wasn't a front runner, his death caused increased concern about organized crime. Yet, you know, they won't give RFK Jr., who's been on the show, Secret Service protection. You see, that's why politics in this country doesn't work. I think they think that we're so stupid, we can't figure this stuff out. And we're not. We figured it out all right. The cognitive dissonance gloves have come off, so to speak. This is how crazy it's getting in politics. Attorney General Merrick Garland, if that's what you want to call him, announced Friday the appointment of U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the DOJ's ongoing investigation of first son Hunter Biden. He's special counsel. And why is that? Well, you know, we'll see what happens with son Biden. We'll see. Here's the U.S. Attorney for D.C. asked to lead the department's investigation of Mr. Biden in February of 2021. Leading to charges being filed against the first son in June. Now, where's all that going to go? You watch. And what happens when Biden pardons his son right before the election? Then what happens? You see, that's how it works in politics, right? Oh, my. I know it's irritating, and the hair just stood up in the back of your neck, didn't it? Just the thought of it. The co-founder of Backpage committed suicide at the end of July. A federal judge has rescheduled the trial in which executives of the online classified ad site were charged with allegations of facilitating prostitution and money laundering. That's what Backpage was all about. Judge Diane Humatewa, appointed by former President Obama, continued the trial date that was initially set for August 4th to August 29th, according to the DOJ, and dismissed the indictment against now-deceased James Larkin, reported to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 74 in Superior, Arizona, at the end of last month. So you got to ask yourself, you can't live with yourself, and so this is what you do. And, of course, you die of a self-inflicted gunshot wound that gives all the gun control advocates the right to stand up and start screaming, oh, we need more gun control to prevent people from killing themselves. Yeah, that doesn't happen like that all the time. By the way, Sherry Tenpenny, don't know if you knew this or not, she got her license suspended indefinitely and fined $3,000 by the Ohio State Medical Board because she refused to respond properly to complaints that poured in after she testified to state lawmakers about all this gobbledygook.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.